Lonnie, when I got Lonnie, when I buy.
Let me change my part, cause I know lately I've been going sideways and not my way. Probably cause I'm living my way and not God's way. Drinking my cup with the blick in the other hand, swerving on the...
What up? It's AD from the Randy Champs Podcast, and you are now tuned in to the Randy Champs Podcast. Yes, sir.
You don't like Devin Booker, bro?
I never said I didn't like him.
You're not keen to him.
I just don't favor his game all the time.
What about his game is like, what's your, is it a flaw or is it just a style type thing or something?
I would say for sure he can go get a bucket. But I feel like this was like around that time where, like, you know, that video was surfacing with him complaining about the practice.
Oh, that double team
and the double teaming and just sometimes just antics and complaining and shit. I'm just not a fan of anybody that complains.
Is it because he dates a Kardashian?
I don't know who he dating, but.
Actually, no, he dates a Jenner. I'm tripping. He dates a Kendall Jenner.
Same tree.
Yeah. Yo, her box must be phenomenal because with like
which one is this Kendall?
Kendall, the model one, because she did been with Blake Griffin, Ben Simmons, Jordan Clarkson.
She was with Ben.
She done been on and off with Devin Booker a couple times. I heard she done cheated on Ben Simmons like a couple times.
Damn, she doing the cheating?
That's what I heard. She's a fucking Jenner.
Yeah. Ben Simmons
probably. This is Kim.
Cheating too. Maybe that's why his back messed up.
Yeah, I'm not saying Kim is a cheater or anything, but like, come on, man. Her sister is like.
Who, what's the name with now? Ain't he Ben Simmons? Who he with now? I'll be seeing.
He with some shorty. I don't know. Some.
I thought he was with. Oh, that, how long I don't know who was that when he was with Kendall Jenner? How long
that was a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
I know early in his career. It seemed like she would kept bouncing back and forth between him and Devin Booker.
Nasty Bennis.
I guess Devin Booker was the best man to win.
Allegedly.
Oh, he did.
It is what it is.
He did go to the finals last year, only to come up short.
Shade.
That was shady.
That boy light no suns, man.
This nigga got a vendetta.
Like, they're on a whole other coast. Last year, I remember you saying whole you didn't conference. Like them that much because you didn't feel like they was legit.
And then they proved you wrong.
Yeah.
When they doubled down on his ass, he ain't like it again.
I mean, I ain't gonna lie. I probably was like Adrian. I was like, you gotta prove it to me. Like, that bubble shit don't mean nothing, in my opinion.
Well coached, great chemistry, and it's still going. And the thing is, they still are consistent with it.
Yep.
Let's talk about that. Because last year when we were talking about the Suns, we were kind of saying, yo, this is Chris Paul's only chance.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, this is gonna be his only chance he gets in the finals next year, you know. we don't see him getting back. And then all of a sudden, you know, the Suns have the best record in the league.
Because we was expecting teams like the Warriors to come back full force.
Yeah, I think that's what we were thinking. Yeah.
The Lakers to be a better team. And just
then we signed fucking.
But is this 2 years in a row with them having the best record in the league?
They didn't have the best record in the league last year, I don't think.
Weren't they number one last year?
Yeah, they were second in the
West. They were second because they played the seventh seed Lakers.
Oh, okay. Who was first seed last year?
Was it? It won't the Jazz.
Was it the Nuggets?
No,
Nuggets was like number four or something.
Who was number one? It won't the Jazz, was it? Or was it the Jazz?
It was somebody that normally wouldn't be a number one seed. That's why I'm like, that's why I thought about the Nuggets.
Who was the eighth seed?
I can't even, that play-in shit had me like not remembering the standings like I used to.
What you got for us,
Izzy? Utah was number one last year.
I had a feeling.
Who did Utah play in the first round?
Was it the they played.
No, Portland played the Nuggets.
Mm-hmm.
They played San Antonio, I think.
No, I don't remember San Antonio in the playoffs.
They won the play-in. Oh, they played Memphis.
Was that Memphis or did Memphis make it or did the Warriors make it last year?
Yeah, it was Memphis. Memphis made it. So Memphis they played Memphis.
Oh, yeah, because they beat Steph Curry and them in the play-in, that second play-in game.
Yeah, because we beat them. Yeah, we beat the Warriors, and then the Warriors lost again. Yeah, that's right. So, yeah, it was Memphis.
Damn.
I forgot Memphis made the playoffs last
year. Because Ja was hitting them big shots down the stretch.
Damn, Utah was really first last year? That shit looked weird.
Yeah, because I remember I picked them, like, way, way in the bottom of the standings in the West.
Yeah, but, they only was number one by a game, so it was close.
Fast forward into this year, what's the West standings?
West standings? Suns number one, obviously. Memphis went from eighth to number two. Warriors back in the top three. Dallas, I ain't gonna lie, I thought they would be like five or six, but they number four. The Jazz have number five. Nuggets number six. T-Wolves number seven. And Clippers number eight. And then you got the New Orleans and Spurs.
You said Jazz is six?
Jazz is five.
Five. Who was six? I'm sorry.
Oh, the Nuggets.
Nuggets, okay.
Timberwolves, I ain't gonna lie, the Timberwolves record was better than I thought it was. Like I thought it was, like was barely making 40 wins, but
my bad, my brain was going like 70 different places. Who's 7 and 8?
Oh, T-Wolves and Clippers.
Clippers,
but you know,
okay,
I still
got
to do the play-ins.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. So
they're playing next. So that's
yeah, T-Wolves and Clippers. Yeah,
I will say. So last year was the Suns. That was the team that got to prove me. This year, it's the Grizzlies. They the team that got to, like, I can see them maybe getting out the first round, depending on who they match up against. But I wouldn't be surprised if they go down early. They not. I don't think they're making it to the Western Conference Finals. I can guarantee you that.
Grizzlies?
Yeah, they're not making it to the West Conference. Because they had to go against the Warriors to go there. The Warriors are going to. Steph Curry ain't allowing that. I can guarantee you that.
Guarantee.
I mean, I can see them possibly getting in there. But at the same time, I wouldn't be surprised only because, I mean, they're still a young team.
Yeah.
But they did kind of get their lumps out a little bit last year because they did experience it. So that's the only reason I could see them maybe getting closer there, you know what I mean?
I can see a first round, making it past the first round, but after that?
I can see them making it to the conference finals. I don't know about making it to the finals. I can see them making it to the conference
finals.
So
you got them beating the Warriors in a 7-game series? If the Warriors can make it out past the Nuggets?
They have a chance. I mean, they match up pretty well with the Warriors.
I can see the Nuggets or the Warriors taking the Grizzlies out. But you know, I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah, like, I mean, and the Warriors didn't look quite the same later in the year as they did, you know what I'm saying, early on. Like, Steph, like, he started, like, and then he got hurt. But even before he got hurt, he was looking like he was a little off.
I don't know, man. Klay came back.
But Klay is balling right now.
Now he's hooping. But before, when Klay came back, they had to figure that chemistry out.
Yeah,
but Draymond, too, he ain't been playing up to his.
Exactly. And he missed some games.
Yeah, because he was hurt. And because the day he came back is when Steph got hurt.
Yeah.
So they don't have, you know, the advantages. They've been playing together for so long.
So they can
that
just,
they have mental chemistry regardless.
Yeah.
They've been playing together way too long. They'll be able to snap in a rhythm no problem compared to when you're comparing to a lot of the other teams or whatnot and it's still new.
Yeah, that team is playoff. They mentally are built for playoff basketball.
And that's
sure.
why I know off mic we were talking, but that's why I was saying, like, yo, chemistry to me is – I'll take chemistry over talent any day, like, for the most part. Like, of course, usually talent is going to get you through things, but, like, as we can see this year, like, I'm a Laker fan. Like, we didn't have a lot of good chemistry. I mean, of course, our talent was, you know, questionable, but it was more of like a fit thing. And like, you could just tell, like, the team never gelled. And I mean, us being injured and shit didn't help either. But like I said, other teams had injuries too, but they still look like a cohesive type unit for the most part. We didn't look like that. We always looked like something was wrong. Like, we were losing the teams that we had no business losing to, and that only happens usually because of bad team chemistry.
That's how you don't make the playoffs, is losing the teams you're not supposed exactly. to lose to.
I knew something was up when we got blown by the Pelicans, bro. That was when I was like, I don't see us making the playoffs, bro. You getting beat. And this before the Pelicans even, I think, got CJ. And we got smacked by 28. And LeBron was playing. So I'm like, you can't use the LeBron in play or something like that. It's like, that nigga was on the court, and we got smacked by 30, bro.
I will say, though, the teams that are in the playoffs, so. You can say all of them have good chemistry. Like, they're in the playoffs for a reason.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we, bro, like we were saying earlier, like, the Clippers didn't have their two best players for a good chunk of the year, and they still in the play-in.
Shout out my nigga Luke Kennard.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, balling. The thing that makes us look so bad is the fact we didn't even make the play-in, bro. We shouldn't even have been playing in the first place, but we didn't even make the play-in.
Yeah, that's right.
Not making the 10th seed sliders.
That shit is nasty. Like, we missed the playoffs completely, man. That shit is disgusting. Like, despicable.
And there was a lot of hype around y'all during the offseason, too.
Yeah, we was a favorite to make it to the finals. I don't know if we were a favorite to win it, but I think they said us coming out the West.
So that's what the thing is, because that's what a lot of people were speaking on. It was like, you know, this was one of the most highly anticipated Lakers seasons that people were looking forward to, and then it just crashed and burned pretty quick.
So who doesn't return next year for the team? Who are some of the key names that don't return?
Key names? Let me go to the roster real quick. I can tell you a lot of names.
Russ.
Okay, so
Russ might still be there because he's under contract.
Russ to the Hornets?
I did see that.
I saw that.
For LaMelo, who did they got to give up?
No, they was going to give up Terry Rozier. And Gordon Hayward's one I seen.
They want Hayward off them books.
Yeah, I can see that.
I wouldn't be mad at that. The fit sounds better already just because you got two players that actually can shoot.
Yeah.
They fit with LeBron better than Russ did.
Russ is at that stage in his career where I think about to be bouncing around a lot more.
I mean, he didn't already bounce around 3 years, though. That shit. I think, honestly, with Russ, man, at this point, we already know what he is, but I think his salary is just what.
Yeah,
really
he's
fucks
making
it up.
Too much money.
He's
That's
making
not
too much
his
money.
Fault.
No, it ain't his fault at all. It's just that he's declining.
He's declining, and his contract's only rising.
Yeah, it's like
the thing is, he's declining quicker than he should be.
This was a bad year.
No, I wouldn't even honestly.
Also,
I wouldn't even count that. Oh, my fault. I was gonna say I don't feel like he's declining to the point where like he's falling off. I just think that. Him coming to our team made him look a lot worse than what he really is. Like, he's still declining, but look at what he did with y'all. Like, he started off rough with y'all, but by the end of the year, Russ was going stupid. And it got to the point where, like, even DC fans, like, respect the fuck out of him now.
Yeah, I mean, he broke the triple-double record as a Wizard, so that's nice. That's
think,
nice
I mean,
he even changed your turn on Russ. You didn't like Russ neither.
Yeah, and then I think when we came and played y'all recently, like, the crowd was fucking with him. Like, you could tell, like he won a lot of people over there. So, like, he hooped with y'all. And then, like, I think a lot of people thought he was going to come over and do the same thing it was. Me knowing that LeBron is there and knowing how his style of play is, I'm like, that shit ain't.
I think for me with him, we're kind of like, when I say he's declining quicker than he should, I look at like one aspect of his game, and it's his jump shooting.
His jump shot.
And his shot decision making is just fucking trash.
I want to know what happened to his jump shot, bro.
I'm telling you, man, ever since he hurt that wrist, I've never seen him shoot the same.
Like he
and then that stop on a dime once them hamstrings went left, man. He can't stop on the. He used to be a mid-range machine that stop pop.
It might be because of that meniscus, too.
And he be using that the hell out of that backboard now.
Yeah, bro.
Hey, but that meniscus injury.
He done had it cleaned up a couple of times, too.
Because during that era, like, a lot of people were only doing cleanups because that was going to help you in the short term, but not the long term. I know that because Roddy did the same thing.
What's his name had that, too? John Wall?
Yeah,
he was getting some sculpted and cleaned out at times. I don't know if it was meniscus, but
I'm not 100%.
I forgot what he tore.
Jimmy did the same thing.
But a lot of people do get shit cleaned out or sculpted or whatever the case
is. But a lot of times a meniscus ain't that too bad if you don't tear it. Yeah. And even when you tear your heels faster than like ACLs and shit like that, but like you gotta think Russell first hurt that shit back in like 2014.
Yeah,
he was a lot younger then.
Eight years older.
Had like what, at least two surgeries and then just for cleanup type. So as you get older, he what 33 pushing 34 in a couple months or whatever. So like that's after a while that shit gonna take its toll on him a little bit, just from aging. That's one thing I always say about LeBron, bro. He's never had a bad injury.
He was dealt. He took care of his body.
He just never had one of them. Like, Russ shit was freak.
It was. You absolutely.
Like, Patrick Beverly just ran into his knee. Like, fuck this meniscus up. Like,
yo, it'd be crazy when how them injuries just be randomly.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, LeBron never even had, like, he'd had a couple close calls, but he never even had, like, that freak injury where it's just, like, nothing out of his control.
He's never had surgery.
That's my point. Like, bro, if you ain't never had surgery before, you know how much body. The better your body responds to shit, like as you age, like you ain't never been cut open, you ain't never had no torn ligament or something like that.
No rods, no plates, no screws.
No, he ain't got no cartilage issue or something like D Wade was having, later in his career.
It's just hair issues.
But that's fixable somewhat. True. I don't know about for LeBron all the way, but
it will be once he retires.
You think so? Is he going to get better?
Braids when he come out of retirement.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, he going to do something filthy. That's $1 billion man. If you don't think he about to come out with a full head shape.
Damn, if LeBron comes
Tiger
out.
Tiger got braids, bro. Anybody can do it.
If LeBron comes
Let's
out.
Let's talk about it.
He'll get dressed before braids.
That's even worse than me.
Yo, he comes out with some locks. Hey, bro, if he come out with some locks, it's a wig. I don't care what nobody say. I'm going to call it a wig.
Hey, yo.
He going to have like the little fro, like, what's that nigga from NBA Street?
Stretch?
Nah, what's the British nigga with the boots?
Oh, shit, Briggs.
Yeah.
Almost said Bonafide.
Yo, Briggs. I'm about to look that nigga up.
That's absolutely.
Bonafide was my dude, though.
He was hard.
Especially the one on Volume 2.
Goated.
Volume 2, I used to.
He was a different, but wasn't he different?
He was more of a rebounder, but he was still like, he was a little taller and like he had bulked up or whatever.
Yeah.
But his main attribute was surprisingly rebounding, I think, on the old game.
I thought
Duncan.
It was steals.
It was rebounding, bro. I remember it was something like random as a bitch.
Yeah, everybody had something random.
Yeah, there you go.
Because like, I remember the first game, he was scrawny as a bitch, but his dunk rating was like.
Crazy.
Yeah, like he could dunk on you and shit.
Street 2 is a classic.
Oh, his name was Biggs, not Briggs.
Biggs.
Biggs.
Both of them.
Look at this nigga big.
What he look like? No, he got thermal on. Red thermal.
The thermy.
Exactly.
Bro, you don't know how. Bro, I used to play this game.
That's him down there with the red thermal.
Where?
Oh, right there.
Oh, right here.
Yep. The boots on.
Hey, them boots playing.
So I played them both them games religiously.
I think back in the day, wasn't he like the rebounding nigga in the game? Biggs?
Or blocks or something like that.
Oh, he was like a defender.
Because he was
Street Volume 1 was harder. Or maybe I just didn't play it enough.
It was harder.
Street Volume 1 was harder.
Because it was technically more of a basketball game.
Yeah, and then Volume 2, they like turned that shit up, but it was like so much
fun. Volume 2 was so much fun.
Bro, me and my homeboy, he had it on Xbox, bro. I used to go to that nigga house like all the time to play
Shout
that shit.
Shout out to the
Q. Had my creative player.
That was hard. I rock with that game heavy. I remember because I won it live, right? Mm-hmm. On a live 04. It was Vince Carter was on the front. I'll never forget it. And I told mine to go get it, right? I forgot what I did. I got like honor roll. Something happened. And, she was like, I'll go get you something.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yo, go. So you went to whatever GameStop, whatever she might have went and picked the game up, come back home with Street Volume 2. Just dropped.
Oh, damn. You got
And
lucky,
I was
man.
Like, huh?
I had to rent that bitch.
I was like, my what? She was like, I tried to get you locked, but the guy kept telling me that you need to have this game instead.
Well, shout out to that guy.
And I was like, okay. I didn't even know. I forgot it was dropping. You know what I'm saying? Like, uh-huh. People used to have Game Informers. That's
Live 04 might have been nice, though. It wasn't. I can't remember it.
You said Live 04?
Nice.
No, Live 04 with Vince Carter
was nasty.
That's when I was still alive.
What was the one that had, like, the shoe vault? Remember they had that big,
that was
Live 04. That was 04?
Yeah.
They had that big-ass room with the shoes?
That was 04. I think that was the first one that had it.
Yeah, that's 04.
If I'm not mistaken.
04 was nice.
No,
04 was
03, I liked 03, but 04, I think, was, like, 03. But they, like, cleaned it up. Basically.
Yeah, they did clean it up. Because
the graphics looked a little better. The
movement was not as stagnant.
The animations was a little better. They added some dunks, but, of course, 05.
Oh, yeah, by the way, good people, this is episode 161 of the Random Champs podcast.
Look at us.
20 minutes in.
Niggas talking about NBA Street and shit, living, going down memory lane.
Yeah, we got nostalgic for a second.
I know we've been talking about the West. I'm about to get off them get off the West, but back to the West real quick, though. They don't want to see the Clippers in the first round. That's going to be tough.
That's a Grizzlies hard matchup. Yeah, no, that's a tough match. I think that's a tough matchup for anybody. Clippers ain't going to go out quiet.
They would want to see the Timberwolves because they can easily get them in like five, maybe six games if Cat go crazy.
I'm about to say it kind of depends because Cat been acting like he want it now.
Man, I like it. I like seeing Cat turn up.
Got a call from my Uncle KG. Probably put a little battery in his back.
Jordan Woods giving him that WAP.
Listen.
What's WAP?
That wet ass pussy.
This nigga wild.
I didn't think he was going to do it. I thought he was going to.
I'm just talking shit.
So, hey, you know I'm going to say it.
You got a point. Somebody going to say it. Easy got you.
Yeah.
I mean, what we got to be PC about?
Listen,
we don't have shit to be PC about.
You're right.
You're absolutely right. And that's the reason why I changed my whole stand in the last month or two of the podcast.
Yeah, like,
I used to be super cool when I popped up here, super politically correct. Call it.
Fuck that shit, man.
We pod
until we start getting paid or something. Fuck that shit.
We just the gang.
Respect it.
Now if that still happened, you know how you remember when Joe Budden and them, they kind of had to clean this shit up a little bit. You gotta clean it up. Till then. Y'all can get these bars from all of us.
I like it. Energy.
For sure.
But I'm with you, though, with the Clippers of one night. Anything else y'all want to talk about in the West before we move past them? Anything else? Luka might not play game one?
No, he might miss the whole series.
What's wrong with him?
They talking about a cash thing. I seen he might miss 6 weeks.
Sheesh.
Yeah.
Who they got to play?
Is it Nuggets?
Nah, four.
Yeah. No, they would play the Jazz.
They play the Jazz.
Jazz getting them up out of there. If Luka ain't playing, them niggas getting them up out of there.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, that's a – and it came at the last game of the season? Second to last game.
Damn.
Badass time.
So, man. It ain't like, you know, he's been nursing it for a little bit.
But this is one of them years with them. Like, you ain't expecting that team to make
I don't know, man. They won 50 games this year, and they fourth seed. Like, yeah. I'm not saying – like, I get what you're saying. But
it ain't one of them teams like where you just like, yo, this is a team right here.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, I agree with you 100%. But them the teams that if Luka has one of them playoff magic years, can run the dice.
Yeah.
This is true.
You know what I'm saying? Like how that random, you're just like, yeah, this team's cool. And then you're like, yo, how is this? Mm-hmm. How is he hooping like this?
Because they definitely look better than they did last year.
I will say next year.
They need to add
fine glasses on them. They need one little key piece.
What you think, a big?
Probably. That's the only thing they're really missing.
I would say either a big or another shot creator.
Because they lost Porzingis, even though he wasn't really, like, fitting with them well. But
he seemed to be doing all right with y'all, though. Y'all just don't have an overall good team. But, I mean, he fit with y'all. I mean, he been looking like he putting up double-doubles and shit.
Yeah, he played well, but who gives a fuck about the Wizards? Do y'all care about the Wizards?
I mean, they're not my team.
Yeah, you know.
I don't have no. I mean, I look at the Wizards.
I like Bill. When Bill got hurt, that's
they cool. I watch
so the answer like, is no. Y'all don't give a fuck about the Wizards, so we can move
I wouldn't
on.
Say I don't give a fuck. Yeah, it's not that. It's just like, I
got my own problems.
Yeah, exactly. That thing's one of them things. Like, I mean.
I got my own problems. Man, what you want me to say? Yeah, I love you. I'm struggling.
Exactly.
No, I'm just saying, don't nobody care about the Wizards.
Every week I try to ask you about them, you don't want to talk about them.
That's really weird.
Because I don't care.
So then there's that.
And y'all don't care.
You're projecting.
I don't. Uh-huh. No, okay. I'm not projecting.
Just tweet through it.
We can all talk about each other's teams. We don't have to. I don't have to be the main person that talks about the Wizards all the time. But y'all don't care about the Wizards, so.
I just be liking you to lead it off, then I'll hold it down for you.
Yeah, I know about them, but I don't follow them enough to really just come out and, you know, talk about them. Unless something, you know, happens. But, you know, I get it, bro. It's disappointment. His team in the playoffs, so congrats. Yeah. We're here on the couch right now. We going fishing, bro.
I don't feel shit.
I'm disappointed. I get it. You're used to this. So,
Is Jamal Murray coming back in the playoffs?
It don't look likely. Him or MPJ.
Yeah, I think I seen they both like not playing. At least I don't know if it was the playoffs or is they just talking about this series.
Seb,
you're probably right.
This season.
Oh yeah,
it's
yeah.
unlikely that they return. I was surprised about Jamal Murray.
Me too.
MPJ, you kind of just never know. Boy, did he sign his bag in time.
I'm surprised they gave him the bag that early, though.
How much did he get? 100 what?
Like 46?
They gave him a lot, bro, for a nigga that only played 2 years.
He got a lot of money.
Like, I'm not mad that he got it, but I was just like, damn, it's kind of soon. Like, I ain't even let that nigga really prove shit yet. Like, no, don't get me wrong. He was balling that, like, during that shit. But
that playoff series, he was snapping.
Yeah, he like, that's when I learned. I'm like, yo, he got a jump way better, 3-point jumper than I thought. Like,
as soon as he becomes fully healthy.
If
he becomes. He better be in that gym every damn day. He better be a Nuggets fucking personnel waking his ass. Nigga, 146, get your ass in the gym.
See, I forgot that he had issues before he got in the league and shit, too.
Yeah, he barely played college.
Wasn't that why he dropped?
So that's kind of what.
In the draft?
He was the number one high school player. I remember. That was like the height of me watching high school basketball.
I was
during
Spain
that time.
Talking about him a lot.
Yes. And B. Roy was his coach.
Shout out to Spain. You that's already know why I'm shouting you out, nigga. I ain't talked to you yet since it either, but you already know why I'm shouting you out. Anyway, go ahead. You said high school basketball?
This nigga is sick, bro.
A menace. That's a terrorist. I hear it, though.
This nigga is the misery loves company, nigga, right? Because if it's some misery going on with your team, he going to be the one that let you know.
Stephen A.
Oh, that's my favorite fucking meme. What can I say?
That joint's classic.
Oh, man. Shout out to Stephen A.
What's the
I would say you got the East Force Easy.
Oh, my fault.
You East. Good, G.
So yeah, 1-8 for the six. Well, I'm a 1-10. I'm still stuck in the old shit, but the Heat ended up finally took the damn number one spot because that shit was changing like every 2 days. So the Heat finally
kudos to the Heat.
They figured it out
because at one point it was Boston, one point it was the Bucks, one point it was the Heat, and it just kept flip flopping.
Chemistry. They probably got the best chemistry in the East.
Think so?
Yeah.
Them and the Bucks.
I'll probably say them.
I would
the Bucks.
Say I would agree with both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Toronto is ain't got bad chemistry either. Low
they
key.
Don't.
They got good chemistry, but the talent.
Yeah, they just don't have the talent. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. But
that's a good point.
Speaking of Toronto, just had to make this quick little observation. Spicy P was going off this year a little bit, and nobody's talking about it, bro.
Nah, because they had such a bad start to the year, yeah. And he wasn't playing.
Yeah, but
and Fred VanVleet was the one who made
hooping.
He
and then you look at
hooping.
His stats, and it's like, yo, he had a quiet, good year. Like, he averaged, like, 23, 10, and 5 or some shit like that. Nobody knows. Like, the other night, he dropped, like, 40 points, and I was like, nobody was talking about it.
Nobody cares.
And they won. I'm like, damn, bro.
I do like Pascal.
Pascal, man.
Siakam.
I like him, too. I actually like him.
Mm-hmm.
Great player.
It's just...
Anywho, though, number two, Celtics.
Surprise.
They came out of nowhere the second half of the year.
They won like a 7-game win streak and just surged. I was like, mm-hmm. Where did y'all come from? Y'all weren't even in the playoffs at one point.
Because they was like 11-10 or something at one point.
Then they went on an 18-2 run.
There it is.
In the 20 games. So.
And that's all you need.
So they chemistry got a lot better. Mm-hmm. Sixers, I thought they might finish number one at one point, but they kind of. But I mean, the East is so.
It was three teams tied with 51 wins.
It was three, yeah, the Boston Bucks and Sixers all had the same record. So I can't even really say, like, this is what it is. Raptors finished fifth. Bulls were number six. Nets, number seven. They just clinched, by the way, guys, because they beat the Cavs. The Cavs was number eight, but they going fishing.
Huh? Cavs ain't fishing.
I forgot they number eight. I'm sorry. They got another chance. But Atlanta and the Hornets were 9-10. So the Cavs tomorrow
will play the winner.
The winner of that game. So it's gonna be interesting, man. I feel like the East is gonna be a little closer than the West because it's been like that all year. It seemed like
the East was very competitive throughout the year.
They were the better conference this year.
Yeah, from top to bottom, I would say yeah. The West was like top heavier more because you had four 51 teams.
Because I think 1-10 in the East all have winning records.
Yeah, because in the West, two of the teams don't have winning records. which is usually like that in the East. That's sure. That looks weird, man. I'm not used to that shit. I'm used
the flip?
To, man, I'm used to when damn near all 8 teams had 50 wins and shit, bro.
That shit's wild.
That was crazy. I remember like the Warriors were at the 9th seed with 50 wins. That was crazy.
Bro, I remember them days when we were number one seed playing the Jazz in the first round. These niggas had like 49 wins, bro. Like, nigga, what?
Why are you at 8th?
Yeah, exactly. Like, shit. If they was in the East, they'd probably be like a 3 or 4 seed.
41-41 in the East gets you 8th seed.
For sure.
Or 38-some record. Like, the Bobcats was having that shit.
I know we did. I know we snuck in there, I think, twice with an even record.
That shit is super.
At one point in the East, all you had to do was, like, at least get to 40 wins.
Yeah.
You really got a shot at the playoffs.
You just had to be 500. You just had to be average.
Yeah. Meanwhile, in the West, you had to, like, you ain't maybe have to hit 50, but you had to at least be pushing.
50 was your goal.
Yeah.
Yeah, you needed 50 wins. That was your bulletin post.
Yeah, because you might have missed it by a game or two with 48, 49 wins.
Bingo. Like, depending on the year.
You know how crazy that sounds? I went almost 50 games and I missed the playoffs.
Nasty.
There's been teams, I think,
that was that Baron Davis Warriors. They were the 9th seed the year after they had that upset over the Mavs. Mm-hmm. The next year, they won 50 or 51 games and they didn't make the playoffs.
I'm out with that shit up.
I'm very certain about that.
That was the 07, 08 year, I think.
Sound accurate, but also not all the way sure.
They had 48.
07, 08, yeah, that would be, that, yeah.
So you were close, they had 48.
Oh, okay, there we go.
But it's still 48 wins and I don't make the playoffs, bro. And then think about it, if they had been in the East, they would have been the 4th seed that year. That shit is crazy, bro.
That's nutty, yo.
That's super nut. That's something nasty.
I let y'all niggas have that shit.
I had to jump into myself on that.
Andrew was ready to jump in until you covered up.
Yeah, I was like, hold on, let me chill.
That was funny though. Yeah, the East is definitely close. Let's see. Guaranteed matchup so far. Who we got? The Celtics and the Nets. Yeah. Now that the Nets have clinched, mm-hmm. We got Celtics and Nets matchup.
Oh, then I gotta go back to this year.
You got Philly and Toronto.
Yeah, you got Philly and Toronto, and then you got the Bulls and the Bucks. Those are the three confirmed.
Thibault can't play in Toronto.
Vaccine shit.
But they should still be good regardless.
I mean, their defense is going to suffer a little bit, but.
That's probably the best team you want. I mean, even though they're not in a walk in the park, the Raptors.
That's what Sixers want.
But that's who they wanted.
Speaking of the Sixers, do y'all feel like James Harden is declining? Or do y'all just feel like he's still kind of going through his hamstring issues and stuff? Or do you feel like he's just out of shape or something?
Yo, and that was funny. I don't know if y'all watched the Katie JJ Redick joint.
I've been watching little clips, but I don't know if I seen him talking about that.
And he talked about that. He said he was astonished by James Harden's conditioning.
I seen a quote, but I didn't know he said it up there. Oh, that's
this is real. How long was it? It was a 4 episode.
This probably was like
was
a couple, like a week ago, maybe.
Yeah. Maybe a week ago now.
Maybe. I just was watching clips of it like two days ago.
That's what I started doing too. It's a good one though. It's definitely good. But yeah.
I didn't know he said it on the pod. I thought he just.
I don't know. Yeah, no, he said it directly. KD.
No, I believe
it. KD was talking.
No, because like I was watching, like I said, I seen some of the clips. I know he ain't sugar. I just didn't know that's where it came from.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. But I mean, we've seen that shit before with Harden look like kind of chubby and shit like
and
that.
And lose a bunch of weight. I don't know.
Be in the strip club all the time.
He definitely never lost all the weight he needed to. I think the hamstring injury is still holding him, but at the same time, I don't know if I could use that because he still flashes like of the old James Harden.
True.
But then at the same time, but it's not consistent. And I think that's just him. And it could be this age at this point of him, you know, just – and the rules changing in the NBA. Yeah. I remember the rules are no longer in his favor as they used to be.
That's one of my reasons.
You talking about the 43 throws?
And the second reason is he ain't the best player on the team on the no more. Yeah.
I would agree with the free throw thing, though, but I kind of got it.
Well, you know, he wasn't with Brooklyn either, and that's why we saw a decline in Brooklyn, too.
Just more so his play style, not shooting the free throws, but as far as, like, how he was able to create, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about more. You're
talking about manipulation.
Style. There you go. He knew how to cheat the system, in a sense. Like, you know, he knew how to play the system.
And then at some point, the players was fed up. They didn't want to keep fouling him, so sometimes they let him score.
Yeah. His free throws have dropped a little bit in the last couple of years because – what? In 2019 with Houston, he was averaging damn near 12 a game.
How many is averaging now this year?
If you average it out, he's probably averaging like 8.4 a game.
Free throws a game?
Free throws a game. So it's still a good amount.
Yeah, it's still a good amount.
But compared to what he, bro, he had six seasons in a row where he averaged over 10. And overall, he has seven seasons where he's averaged over 10. And that's he had two seasons where he averaged 11 or more.
I'm pretty sure he was leading the league in free throw.
I think it's a stat I seen today. They said that James Harden has more made free throws than field goals.
Oh, okay.
But no, when you look at it, I kind of believe that shit because, and average wise, he makes 7.5 free throws per game for his career. Field goals, 7.3. That's crazy. How you average more?
And you gotta think sometimes it was some of them games where this nigga was putting up damn near like 18 to 20 free throws in a game.
Yeah, some wild stretches.
And I mean, not saying that can't happen because we all seen great scores go have 20 free throw games or something like. But we seen that nigga have a game where he can't hit shit, but he got 20 free throws.
There you
and
go.
All of a sudden, you like, bro, he got 35 points.
How? But then you look at the field goal percentage, you be like, this
nigga's shooting 28% right now.
Like, dismal.
But then he's
1 for 8,
18 for 18 from the free throw line. So it's like,
there you go.
And you got to think too, like that play style with him generating fouls and whatnot. That's also, he's creating fouls that may not be shooting fouls.
True.
It could be ball, you know, it could be on the floor. Adrian, what's rule number one?
That was me.
Oh, okay.
That was you.
Oh, okay. My phone's all the way over here.
I ain't gonna lie, I thought it was my computer and I did it and I turned the shit off.
Yeah, it was one of y'all Macs.
No.
It wasn't. It was you, sir. Even you.
I hit the mute button and the.
Mine doesn't play out loud. Yeah, that's the shit came on. Mine doesn't play out loud.
Y'all niggas done yet?
You mad?
It's cool, bro.
We love you too, man. I'll give you a hug after the podcast.
I don't care.
You ain't got to care. I'll still give you a hug.
I mean, I want the hug.
I won't go let him just sit on my hug.
I ain't going to deny the hug.
Yeah, I don't care about the. Oh, well, my phone went off.
Let's move on.
We don't care.
All right, the Bulls. I did tell y'all Bulls in six. Look at that. Bulls 6 seed. Baby, I caught it. Oh, my God. Why did we have to match up with the Bucks? Oh, man.
Y'all might surprise some people.
I'm going to surprise the hell out of people. Y'all,
I think it's going to be one of the things where DeMar and Zach going to probably have two good games.
I need it.
To get a win, and then the rest is going to be like.
If y'all still game one.
Listen.
I'm sending y'all a favor.
If we still game one, I'll just be happy.
That'd be interesting.
I'll be very proud. Because the problem with us is we're not looking good. Like, we haven't been playing good down the stretch.
No, I haven't.
Like,
yeah.
That's the bad part. Like, we just haven't been playing good.
I ain't going to lie. I ain't want y'all to match up against the Bucks because I got the Bucks going back to the
finals.
And I like y'all. And
it's a bad matchup, though.
Yeah.
We lose that match. Yeah, that we just don't match up well.
And what's the name, I think? Ain't he coming back? Brook Lopez?
He's back.
So it's a bad matchup. Like
it's kind of like the opposite. Like the Bucks have gotten healthy like at the right time, and his team is like
just ain't got right.
They still like Zach LaVine ain't 100. Like no, DeMar probably only been the only dude that's really been like consistent for the most part.
Yeah, cause everybody else done been hurt or in some kind of situation. Vooch was out, Lonzo, COVID. Patrick Williams, Alex Caruso, mm-hmm. all of them have. Kobe White won't healthy in the beginning, like. Between Io and DeMar.
Patrick Williams. What's y'all big that went down?
That was Patrick Williams. Patrick He's batting out, though.
Okay.
But that's another player. He went down, I think, game three. Game four. He went down super early in the year.
Yeah, it was a minute ago.
So, you know, trying to get a second-year player to step in that big of a role, especially like that many people had eyes on him saying, like, once he gets back, the Bulls will be such and such. So, you know. There's a lot of expectations, but one way or the other, this is a tough matchup for us. I'll be right there on Sunday, though, watching the game. I'm still here. I'm still proud of this team, boy.
I mean, you got to watch the game. Game one, yeah.
If y'all,
I'm watching the series. I don't care how it goes.
Yeah, exactly.
If y'all can get past the Bucks, if y'all win that series, y'all go to the Eastern Conference Finals.
We win that series. I'm going to a game.
I say they win that series. It don't even matter at this point. Like,
okay. Yo, you can't.
Y'all ain't got shit to lose at this point. Like, fuck
we
it.
Beat the Bucks. Y'all can't tell me nothing. Don't let me come on this podcast. Y'all better say we ain't recording
that. Hey, something came up.
Yeah, boy, I'm getting some Bel Air.
Coming into the pod with Bel Air.
I'm gonna be nasty.
Yo,
what are you talking about?
Bel Air boy. Yeah. You gonna get the blue bottle?
Yeah.
Oh, you're sick. I never even had a blue one before. Hey, I'm kind
of
curious
bucket,
about it.
Bucket on ice in the middle of your on the middle of your table. Facts.
I ain't gonna lie. Next time I go to Total Wine, but don't cop me a bottle just hey, because.
Don't look forward to it though. This ain't one of them situations. This is dire.
I have been wanting some. I don't know why randomly.
I like Bel Air.
Like, I want some Bel Air
champagne. I just haven't opened at the crib.
I do too.
Buy some juice.
It's good champagne. I don't want to just. Oh. But I need a reason to.
I need a.
Yeah, I need a reason to
open some Clico.
Yeah, it is.
Ooh, sicko mode. Pour it on a little baby stomach or something.
Hell no.
Try to dry the boat.
Yes, open your, it open off your the mouth. Stomach.
Open your mouth, boo. Suck it out her belly button.
Look at Adrian's face. Stone cold. That he ain't paying you no money.
That sound all right, huh?
No, I'm visualizing.
Sound all right, right? Hey. Hey, you know what I'm saying?
No, baby.
You look it out the belly button and you just. Go from there, you know what I'm saying? You know, like 4 inches a little. Hey, I'm just talking. We talking about sports here.
Oh, this boy's hot. Yeah. This boy said non-sports.
He's trying to be on somebody's beach.
Hey.
Mimosa?
Beach is better, man. Yeah. Hey, you know already know.
I need to be. Hey, look.
Yeah,
mimosa poppy, man. Come on.
I need to be outside this weekend.
It is. Hey, the weather's getting nice right now. Mm-hmm. 80 degrees tomorrow and.
Yeah, I got a nice little 4-day weekend. Wait, five? Yeah, I took some days off.
Oh,
I'm about to say, what's going on?
That boy got the stretch.
Yeah, I got Thursday, Friday off, weekend, of course, and then Monday off, too.
And shout out this weekend as well, man. That's the homie. What do I call our people? Defending champs? Yeah, mm-hmm. Defending champs. Jameson's birthday coming up on Friday.
He ain't been
sure.
On the pod. He ain't no defending champ. No, he called him.
he called in. He likes every post, and he bought some merch. Hey, he solidified with
me. Say, James definitely supports.
We got to throw him up there.
James, I need you to come on the pod.
Oh yeah, you know what? That's what we asking for right here, right now. You listening to it? Because I know you listen to it.
The next non-sports one for sure.
You're here.
Thanks. Next time, I'm a. By the time you might be hearing this, I already hit you up, bothering you, asking when you coming on the pod.
Unless we pull up on him in Raleigh.
Don't make us come down there.
Amen. We gonna drag your ass out the house,
like jazz.
I think James got a shirt like that too, so it's fitting.
Fitting.
Oh, really? My nigga James over there looking like Jordan Clarkson and shit.
You know, James has been swaggy his whole life.
Man. I know. That's what I'm
saying. He different, man.
He got the hair now. That's what I'm saying. Little fucking Jordan Clarkson. You know they Asian and shit.
Nah, he got the hair like
the Filipino shit. Huh?
Yeah, you do.
Got like, a hair like
Miguel.
Oh, he went to the Miguel. Oh, sick on mode. That's a nice one. Hey, you going? Hey, Miguel. I wonder how he's doing. I ain't seen him in a while.
I think he's back with his wife.
He is. They both realized outside isn't as good as they thought.
Did they ever like divorce or anything?
No, I think they just.
They
split.
Just. There you go.
Damn.
Allegedly, I don't be knowing all this stuff. I think that was when I was listening to the JPP.
They broke up for a little minute too. Damn, wonder what made them kind of. Finally just come back.
Outside won't, you know. It was raining outside.
I guess so, man.
You know.
You got to come back home eventually.
Hey, just don't tell me who it was.
That part.
Don't tell me who it was.
Just don't let me find out.
Yeah, don't tell me who it was.
Let me find out. Just, you know.
I don't care what you say.
Do your stuff the right way.
Hey, don't tell me who it was. Because I know somebody was out there cracking your ass. In this hiatus. Don't tell me.
Hey, boy, I'm sick of you. Hey, let me ask you something. Hey, I forgot that I'm switching off of basketball unless y'all had something else.
No, no.
All right, better. I didn't know Stephon Gilmore. What's up? What you got?
We can wait to talk about this.
I didn't know Stephon Gilmore was still a free agent. Bro, yeah. I kind of just forgot that he was still a free agent.
I don't know why, but yeah.
Who was he on last year? Or the
Carolina.
Yeah, that's right.
He got picked up in that after the Patriots released him.
I don't know, man. That shit was weird, man. Like,
is his contract too high? He asking for like,
I don't even know if he's. I don't know if he's asking for like number one corner money, but I mean, he still deserves to get paid. But
I would love to have him if my team was better.
See, I think the thing that might be hurting him, he's that 30-year-old threshold.
Yeah,
he's a corner at 30. I think it's a contract thing.
I think it's a contract thing, but I agree with what you're saying. Once you get to the 30s as a corner, and plus he wasn't on a great team last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
you know, we're used to seeing him thrive on a, you know, a dominant team, then you go to Carolina that gets no coverage. Nobody's paying you no mind, so they're not seeing even if you are still performing at an all-pro level. Mm-hmm. So that can hurt you, being in those small markets sometimes once you get – especially in his situation because he walked in there hurt still.
Yeah, he wasn't healthy.
And then eventually started playing. So as you add up all those other things, you want this big contract, you're aging.
Contract aside, if he goes to a contender and he plays well, it's going to be teams that – would have been like, damn, we should have picked him up.
I would love to have him, but I just know we can't afford him.
We ain't good enough to get him. Like, we ain't got no money either.
Oh, he's actually 31. I didn't know that. I thought he was 30. But he's like close to 32.
Shit, Madden, he be knocked down another 10 points. I hate Madden.
Oh, because that age progression?
the regression is so filthy. Matt Ryan went down 10 points
is
after
this. Is it only the new one?
Nah, it's always been. Not always, but the recent ones.
Gotcha. Okay.
Regression has been a problem.
Can you turn that shit down? Or
I think like with you the sliders? Can,
there's just like little perk that you can do to where you can like reduce the regression of a player. But for some reason, it doesn't let me do it. I don't know if I'm not doing it at the right time. Whatever. Anyway.
It wasn't him, right? Dwayne Haskins.
Man.
I wasn't even thinking about it.
Was that Saturday?
Yeah, it was Saturday.
Yeah, it was Saturday morning.
I remember I was at work.
That shit is sad, man.
RIP, prayers and condolences to all those that are affected by it.
Yeah, that was some random ass news to see on a Saturday morning. But yeah, condolences, man. Yeah. Prayers up for Dwayne's family. Hit the players that was there around him. I know that had to have been crazy. Like, y'all just all hanging out, and then all of a sudden you found out one of your boys and got, you know, killed or whatever, bro. That's
going to be the news you heard because the accident happened around like 6 something in the morning. Mm-hmm. So, like, that's your wake up.
Exactly. You that's a terrible up wake shit. Up. Look, I think somebody from work, like, he wasn't at work, but he texted me. And I'm like, and I couldn't check it because I had, like, some gloves and stuff and whatever on. So I was like, my homeboy, I was like, bro, Wayne hasn't just, I'm hearing he died. When he was like, what? And he a Redskins fan. So, he was like, yo, what the fuck? So he looked it up and everything. He looked checking Twitter, and that's when he showed me. I'm like, yo, this shit. And that's when we started trying to figure out, like, what happened. I'm thinking, like, what the fuck, like, in the morning? I didn't know it happened at 6 or 7 in the morning, but it probably was, he probably was out at night or some shit, hanging out or something. I don't know.
I think he was picking up. I don't really know. So I don't know either. I don't want to say all this, but I think he was getting somebody from the airport because him and a lot of other players was down there in Florida, and I think the accident happened somewhere by the airport. So my guess is he I don't know though. I don't want to even. I'm not sure. I heard that from like a witness or something.
I just from what the reports I was hearing and reading, he was crossing an interstate, struck by a truck.
Apparently, like a Mack truck or like a tractor trailer, something along that nature. Yeah. You know, just terrible news.
He was 24, man.
It was terrible.
Look, I might hate the team, but while he was on the Redskins, man, I liked him. I was rooting for him. Great guy on and off the field. Likeable. Just sad, man.
Yeah, man. It was nice that a lot of the players came around the league to big him up. Mm-hmm. Give him his flowers, give him his credit for the human being he was.
Except Adam Schefter.
Adam Schefter is a very nasty man for that.
I ain't gonna lie, I missed that whole shit when everything was going on. Like, I seen everybody saying, like, yo, I'm like, what did he say that was, like, crazy? But I didn't know he had two different tweets.
Yep, he deleted his tweet and then revised it and put it back out. No apology, no nothing. He just revised his tweet.
I heard he apologized about it today or yesterday, but he didn't show his face, and he kind of did it while he was, like, promoting his podcast or some shit like that. It's nasty work.
It is. That's all that is. That's just self-promotion. He, like I said, because in the moment, he deleted the tweet and re-put the same tweet out, except he changed the back end of his statement.
My thing is, why you got to say something about him struggling with teams? Like, who cares about it? Like, is he signed or not? Like, or not signed, but like, you know what I'm saying? It's like he passed. That shit don't even matter at this point.
None of the above matters.
But I'm saying it shouldn't matter even if he's getting signed with a new team. Like, why you got to mention, oh, he struggled with
it? He's got a job.
Exactly. Like,
that's, you know.
That one hurt, man. Like, he was 24, man. That shit's sad.
I agree. It was.
He had a bright future ahead of him.
And I seen that video when he was visiting the Ohio State locker room as a kid. I'm like, that should say like 2013 or something. I was like, damn, that nigga was just a kid then? And it's like reminding me like, damn, like, I ain't realize how, I mean, I knew he 24 is young, but it's like, you got to think, when, during that time, we were adults and shit. So it's like, it's different. I'm like, bro, he was still a kid. Like,
yeah, that's why when you look at it like that.
Yeah, like, I seen that video, and I seen the year. I'm like,
that
bro,
that 2013?
Was, it was like 10 years ago, like 2012, 2013. I'm like, bro, I was in my 20s. Like, that's what?
20.
And like, when I see him, I'm like, I don't even think of him being that young, but he was only 24 going on 25, man.
Yeah, man, it was awful. It was awful.
Yeah, that was definitely a surprise thing.
And I do want to, I know he's an NFL player, but I want to read off some of his Ohio State accolades, because he made his, having one season at Ohio State, he had a record-setting year. Definitely threw for 4,831 yards, 54 tutties, or touchdowns, you know, for everybody. 54 touchdowns, which is an Ohio State record. He had a 477 all-purpose yard game, which is a record for Ohio State. And as well as he threw 470 yards in a single game, which is also.
Did he win the Heisman that year?
I don't think he won Heisman. He went to the Rose Bowl and won that, and MVP for the Rose Bowl, though. First round draft pick, you know, as we talked about. It was a tragedy. It was very terrible to read. That one was sad.
Yeah.
Nobody wanted to read that. I just had to make sure we talked about it. I couldn't miss that
one. Oh, yeah. I was going to bring it up if you did.
And I wanted to make sure, like, it wasn't just, like, randomly brought up. That needed a moment. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Baseball's back. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Go ahead. It's not really necessarily football related, but it's dealing with somebody that's in football.
What you got?
The Cam Newton quote. You ain't seen nothing about the quote? Bro, the social media outlets have been up in arms like the last
women
2 days, basically.
Oh, no, Cam.
No, he didn't say nothing bad. They just don't agree. What did he say was bad?
Adrian. I never said he said anything.
You getting all his face was like, nah, he ain't say nothing bad.
What did you
say? It was taken out of context. Because he was coming at men, too. The people just, of course, they gonna take a clip.
Yeah.
Put it out
there. See, I only saw the clip. I was reading the comment. People was like, y'all should really watch the whole thing versus just only this clip.
Because, they said he was talking about coming like at men and women. He was just like, trying to. It wasn't even like he bashed women. He was just.
Okay. Javon, bring us in.
All right. So he was on $1 million worth of game. With Gilly and Wallow.
That podcast causes a lot of issues, but keep going.
But all right, so he up there, and he complained about women who can't cook and don't know when to be quiet.
Oh, that's a quote.
He said, now a woman for me is handling your own, but knowing how to cater to a man's needs, right? And I think a lot of times when you get that aesthetic of like, I'm a boss bitch, I'm this, I'm that. No, baby, you can't cook. You don't know when to be quiet. You don't know how to allow a man to lead. It's funny to hear a female talk about, never mind, that's some other shit. I thought that was part of his quote or whatever. But that was just the main thing, like the
women
main
need
quote.
To, basically, people are taking it as he's saying
like
women
need
to
be slaves or some shit.
Shut up and dribble, that kind of thing?
You know, I mean, I wouldn't even say he that. Yeah, but like,
get back in the kitchen.
But to me, I didn't think I didn't take it like he was trying to tell women, like, you need to be in the kitchen. He even said his first thing was saying, now as women, is handling your own. Like, he's not saying you need to not do shit. He's saying handle your shit. But if you were a dude, you need to know how to cater to the dude you're with at the same time. What's wrong with that?
As I'm pretty sure a guy would cater to his girl as well.
Exactly. Like, it seems like nowadays, if a man has preferences or standards, is a problem.
And the thing is, too, and it was like, I seen somebody else come in to defend Cam Newton, and they were saying women can have standards, but anytime a man says his standards or what he wants in a woman, it's a problem.
Like, you get looked at, what did they say, misogyny? Or whatever this other
a woman can mean, say, I want a man to do this, that, and third, to be a provider, to do X,
I want him to be 6'3". I want him to make this amount of money. I want him to have this and that. Like, you know how many fucking check marks niggas got to hit for bitches? God damn. That's all that nigga said, I just want you to cook and clean and listen.
That's why you gotta be funny.
What?
That's why I got a funny characteristic.
Yeah. Like, bro, this nigga said I cook, clean, and know when to listen.
Did he say clean?
I mean, he probably didn't say clean, but I mean, if you cooking, you gonna clean. You gonna wash the dishes or something?
You clean while you cook, baby.
This nigga sound crazy.
You clean while you cook, baby. That's important.
That's true though. I do the same thing.
Some people don't though.
It depends on how the night going. I'm not the greatest at it, but I try to do it. But like,
because when the food cooking, I got some downtime.
So there's other things you can clean up. Not everything is gonna get 100%, but you know, you could be knocking out some stuff while you know, chicken in the oven.
Yeah, let me clean the cutting board.
And you got to think, bro, I think a lot of women, too, like, obviously, a lot of women was throwing it in there, like, oh, how you going to tell women what to do when you got multiple baby mom, da, 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 da.
That has nothing to do with anything. That has
nothing to do with that shit at all, whether he has multiple baby mamas or not. Plus, he ain't no average nigga. If he has a bunch of baby mamas, oh, well, he's a millionaire, bro. I think a lot of women sometimes try to compare millionaire niggas to regular niggas. Like, it ain't the same, bro. When you on that type of level and status, like, if you have 10 babies, who cares as long as you're taking care of them? Like,
you're gonna be with them or you're not gonna be with them.
Exactly. Like, I mean, I don't agree with having that many kids. I wouldn't want to have that many kids or that many baby moms and shit like that. But it's like, at the end of the day, like, I think the thing is, a lot of women try to act like we're equal in some ways, where it's like, they want to do what men can do, and it's like, bro, you can't do what we do and get looked at the same. It's unrealistic. Like, why can't you go out there and mess with multiple girls and I can't go out there and, because you're not a guy. It's not going to look good. That's just how society is, baby.
That just is what it is.
Everything is double standards. We can't do shit that y'all can do, and y'all can't do shit that we can do.
Women
y'all
get away
free
with
shit all the fucking time.
Some of the shit women get away with.
Y'all, what? Y'all get women get away from shit just because of how they look.
And I'm not hating. I'm not trying to down women to get mad. It just is what it is.
Realistic. And it's Adrian, A-D.
Yes.
J-A-V-O-N-N. Javon, yes. It's not nothing down. It's the truth.
All right. I was trying to have the funnies. My bad.
No, it's just.
It's real, bro. Like,
man, it just is. I mean, it's free. Like, not saying that certain situation, but you got to just look at things in a realistic sense sometimes. That's all I'm saying.
Like, bro, girls get money from niggas just for being pretty, bro. Like, that ain't a double standard.
They show up to the club with no money.
No money. Don't even buy drinks. Get in for free. Don't wait in line. Like, y'all, like, I mean, that's not the only thing, obviously, but it's a lot of stuff that women. The fact that
we
women
all have our advantages.
Exactly. The fact that women can even have standards and shit like that, and men get looked at down for having the same type of standards is. That's a double standard right there.
And the thing is too, is just like when you look at it, what a woman looks for in a guy,
it's not
going to be the same thing a guy looks for in a woman.
But that's the deal. That's where it gets fucked up, because a lot of women think that what they look for in us, we're looking for in them. And it's like, no, it ain't the same. We don't look for the same thing in y'all. Like,
it might be some common mutual things that y'all
for sure
can come to terms on, but.
But think about it, as a dude, initially, what you looking for a girl? If she look good, she ain't doing no extra shit, or like being loud and all this other shit. For us dudes, we don't have a whole lot of.
Very simple.
We're simple. Like, girls are complex when it comes to what they're looking for, because.
I don't want to say all. I'm at some.
Majority. I didn't say all. I'm talking about generalizations.
Okay.
So majority of girls, when you think about it, most girls you talk to, you might have check a lot of boxes, but they might curve you off of one little thing.
Pisces.
We're not gonna talk about that.
Yeah, please. Fucking right, bullshit ass horoscopes.
I thought it was funny. That was a good quote from Adrian though, because like. That shit is real, bro. Like, we don't look for the same thing.
That just is what it is. And it's just like, at the end of the day, you and that other partner, y'all just got to come to some common grounds of, hey, this is what we agreeing on. This is how we're going to move forward and build. And then don't worry about what other people is input on your relationship or what you're doing or X, Y, and Z. Just between you and that person, as long as y'all niggas is solid.
Exactly, bro.
And y'all got some understanding. Cool. If Cam Newton can find a woman who meets his needs and she's cool with those.
What his needs
yeah,
are?
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm pretty sure his needs ain't nothing wild. Like, it sounded like basic shit that. I'm pretty sure he's not even saying, like, I'm not going to do anything around the house. It's like one of the things, like, if I'm out doing my thing or whatever, like, you kind of got to take care of the house type thing or whatever. Like, when I come back and I've been practicing all day, like, it would be nice to, you know, come home and you done made something for me or whatever, you know, a little something like that. Especially if I'm over here, I'm providing for you. Like, I'm providing you this lifestyle, this house, money, whatever. You ain't got to worry about shit.
And that's not to say that Cam Newton went and, what's the word I'm looking for? Do for his woman or his partner
vice
or whatever.
Versa,
yeah,
like,
vice versa.
If his girl having a bad day, why can't he be go out there, go get the flowers, get the rose, get the candy, build it up. Valentine's Day or just a birthday. Yeah. Let him taking care. Like, oh, I got an early day today. It's my bye week. Let me go.
Or if she been going hard at whatever it is she doing, let me make sure that you appreciate it.
And I'm pretty sure he does. Like, he asked for something, the most basic shit. Like, oh, I just want you to cook and...
Who don't want that?
Come on, dog. What? As us as dudes.
Don't look at me.
I'm looking at it like, nigga, as us as guys, it's like it's so attractive when a girl cooks for you.
It's just a way to a man's heart. It's his stomach.
That's the oldest fucking saying ever, bro. If a girl,
and if a girl really likes you
and fool with you, she's gonna happily cook you some food, bro. Like, it's not even gonna be because
you take the trash out. The women love when you take the trash out. Ask them. Mm. Ask any woman what they like about when a guy comes over or once they don't have to take it out the trash.
Yeah.
Top feeling for them. Same way. Even when I be seeing stuff go viral and they be talking about all the double standards, always I usually see is, you know what? Y'all can say whatever y'all want about double standards, but I love when a man takes out the trash or mows the lawn. That guy got a jazz. So it's like we both have, that's what I said, we all have our different advantages. It's, we all play a role, bro.
As a man.
To make the household run,
we
have to do it together. So we divvy up responsibilities.
It's moving parts.
Yeah. The thing is now, the roles have gotten blended, and girls are trying to act like men, and the shit, they ain't working, bro. It's like, you're not a man. Like, not saying you can't do your own thing and everything, but it's like the way society is nowadays, the way how we all make the same amount of money and shit. Like, a lot of these girls be looking like, what the fuck I need you for? Like,
Think like a man 3 this summer.
I will. Let me see how I'm going to say this.
Think like a man 3.
Hey, I'm getting my buddies out. I'm letting y'all, I'm getting buddies out.
That shit funny.
Thank you. I thought I was about to get stepped on. Thanks. Go ahead. Like, what you got?
I mean, it kind of comes into the sense of, because, I mean, times have changed, so you aren't going to get the traditional stay-at-home housewife.
But they still want us to be traditional.
Exactly. And that's where it's like, all right, so.
You cannot be. You can't be city girl now and then want me to be 1950, nigga. Like, what the fuck?
It doesn't 50,
that shit don't work. How you expect? How you want to go do all that shit you want to do and not want to, you know, do that, you know, traditional woman shit, but you still want me to do all this traditional man shit? Like, huh?
Hey, let me tell y'all something, man. Y'all lucky we do sports. Look at how we be going back and forth. Y'all lucky we do a sports podcast, bro.
Thanks, Cam.
Social media got people head fucked up.
And here's the thing, man. It's a good and it's a gift and a curse. Everybody has a fucking opinion.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's okay just to shut the hell up. Men and women, sometimes put the phone down. Stop typing shit.
Honestly, what Cam said earlier about listening, that's not even just a woman thing. That's like in general. Like something you got, like you said, knowing to shut the fuck up and
that
listen.
Even like with him saying that, like sometimes like it goes hand in hand too. Like if you think about it with like sports, know your role. Not saying that's kind of crazy, but it's just in this. I'm talking about like when the women like not telling a woman to know a role, but it's kind of just like him on a football team. Like it's going to have to be somebody who leads. Everybody can't lead.
Exactly, you can't have two leaders.
Or if one person is leading, somebody might take a back seat, and you know, if y'all got that, like I said, it just depends on the two people. Mm-hmm. But like I said, when it comes to sports, everybody got a role.
So everybody got
to play. And everybody rolls divvied from team to team. It's not the same shit.
Even the best player got a role. Like,
yeah.
Facts.
So
What do you bring to the table?
Baby, I just want a meal.
I love a meal.
I ain't going front, man. I'm going to say this, man.
18 dramatic seconds. It'd be the 18 dramic pause seconds he'd be doing.
Because I'd be wanting, look, I'm sorry.
I'd be like.
Nah, it don't be that because I'd be wanting to leave it in, and then I don't. It just depends on which one it is because, you know, sometimes it sounds like we just randomly cut off.
I see what you're saying.
But then at the same time, it sounds more organic because this is Adrian. So I respect it both ways, but I just be editing. I be going back and forth sometimes.
Mm-hmm. I lost my train of thought.
Jesus Christ, Adrian.
Hey, Jamal,
you ain't never had a thought in the first
no,
place.
No, I did have a thought.
had the three dots.
Yeah, I'm like, bro, what the fuck? I had it until...
You ain't never had
a thought. No, you paused.
Yeah, because I was about to say it, and then you came, and I started listening to you.
6 seconds.
Yeah, bro, yo. I was like, here you go with this drink.
Oh, this is what I was about to say. I ain't never had a chick, and I was never rocking with a chick enough to where she would consistently cook for me. So a woman consistently making me home-cooked meals, besides my mom, I don't know about that.
I mean, I ain't saying consistent. It's just the, like when it happens, that shit, how does it make you feel when it does happen is my point. Like, I ain't saying she gonna do that shit all the
walking
time.
Walking to the kitchen, rubbing his
stomach. Yeah, you know, that shit is like,
what you got in that bro, pan?
Think about it, bro. That shit is actually like sexy to see sometimes, seeing a girl cook, bro. That shit is sexy as hell. She might have a little booty shorts, cheeks hanging out or something. Come on, man. Come out. Hey, man, that shit smell good. Slap.
Yeah, no, facts.
I'm gonna go back and watch TV, but damn.
I'm gonna go hit the couch, but yeah. You know what I'm saying? I love what I smell. Yeah, I love what I see, and nice. I love what I smell.
Exactly, bro. That shit is nice, man. Just like I'm sure when we do certain masculine shit, they
take
like
out the trash.
Something.
I'm telling y'all, bro. Ask a chick. Just even one that you're cool with. Ask them if they like that a man take the trash out. I'm telling you.
I'm gonna see what's up.
I'm gonna see that.
10 out of 10.
I'm gonna put that to the test.
Bet it. Let me know
and report back to you.
I'm gonna see. I'm gonna ask 10 girls. It's out of the 10.
Out of the 10? Okay, I like the survey.
You going to text it. Hey, you want me to take your trash out today?
hey, how far is your dumpster from your house? Or apartment, if they live in an apartment.
Send the Addy. I'm about to come take your trash out.
And I'm going
to
try and ask different girls of different
ages. Hey, take me a picture of your trash.
Hey, yo, that shit is sick. I'm going to ask different girls of different ages to see, like, how they reply to it and stuff like that.
They got to live on their own, though.
They do.
Okay.
They can't be at the crib, though. They got to live on their own.
Yeah, because they don't even know no better at that point.
There you go. They have to, at some point, have taken out trash.
Got you. Okay.
And then now somebody else is taking it out, and they just, thank you. It's just, like I said, it ain't
courtesy,
the biggest
man.
Thing, but it's one of them small things that it works.
It's courtesy.
Just I ain't like even going front. I don't know if I've seen my, I can't count off my hand how many times I've seen my mom take the trash out.
Because that ain't her role.
It's just a thing.
She probably
looking
at your dad like.
Nigga, it was my dad, me, and my brother.
Exactly.
There you go. Somebody taking trash out.
That's how I was when I got old enough or older and shit like that. It was either my dad or me taking the trash out. It wasn't even a thing. I wouldn't even think of my mom taking the trash out. She might get it together for me.
Yeah, once they go outside.
They tie the bag.
Yeah, she gonna tie that. No, my mom, she gonna double tie that hoe.
Cause it's like I need a new bag.
Yeah.
So I gotta take this one out. But it's not going farther than this lease.
I'm gonna put it right beside the trash can and then you gonna take that shit outside.
When you see this trash bag, you should know what the signal
exactly.
is.
Exactly.
It's a bad signal. I'm not even trash symbol.
Exactly.
Trash.
Give me that shit.
That's good.
Hey, come on, man. I got the funnies today, boy. Yeah, my back hurt like hell starting.
Hey. You got that Ben Simmons.
Hey, all of this to say, guys,
know your role. Shut your mouth.
The interwebs were going crazy. Mainly the women, not all women, but mainly women. They was not liking what he said. But I definitely seen some women in the comments like, "What did he say wrong? Like, I like cooking for my man. Da 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 da. Like little shit like that." And I'm like, I don't see what Nick said. He like he demanded like, "You better have a meal on my fucking."
5 o'clock
every day.
Da,
da, da. He was just like, hey, you know, he just said it with his preference, with his standards.
He has a preference.
And then, like, when we talk about, like, the word quiet, like, that go both ways. Like, even in a situation, like, it might be a situation where I'm on the phone and I need you to relax. Mm-hmm. Vice versa.
Yeah.
You might be on a call and you don't want me in the background playing basketball. Like.
Or sometimes, like, you just need to shut up and listen. Sometimes, you know, when you talking to somebody or whatever, even, like, if it's you, sometimes you're listening to reply instead of listening to actually understand. So yeah. Sometimes you need to really just not even on some rude shit, but like, bro, like, shut up and listen.
For sure.
To what I'm saying, so you can really understand what I'm saying. I'm not trying to be rude. I'm not trying to come at you. I'm not trying to undermine you, down you, nothing like that. It's just like, I'm trying to honestly probably help you more than anything or teach you something.
We can teach each other something.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
If we both listen, open we can teach ears. Each other
that's
something.
Why, like they say, that's why God gave you two ears and one mouth. How about pointing my eyes? But yeah.
Yeah, it looked good from this angle.
Wow, it didn't.
But I was like, it's not a visual podcast, so he good.
Exactly, fuck it. But yeah.
That was the hits. Y'all got anything else before I close this whole out?
No, I think that was the end of that.
That's not that topic, no, but I just meant in general, cause I'm about to close this out.
Next week, let's talk MVP. Who we think
considerations.
Should. Yeah.
For sure.
With it.
So.
We can do the major awards.
Okay, I'm with that.
I'm off.
I ain't going to lie. This season was a fucking blur.
I think it was a pretty good season. You feel like it went by fast?
No, for me, it was a blur.
Oh, from your perspective. Okay, I got you.
Mine's had a lot of highs.
Mine was just a...
Mine's had a lot... It was valid. And
you didn't... Don't say you had a lot of lows.
Who?
Jordan.
No, I was like, I had a lot of highs, and then now I'm watching myself fall into the valley, is what I was trying to say, if you let me finish. If you learn how to stop talking and be listen. Quiet and listen to comprehend what I'm trying to say.
I was looking.
That's too damn bad.
Well, that's too damn bad.
Hey, yo, listen, we appreciate all y'all good people tuning in and listening to this episode on whatever DSP you chose. We appreciate y'all more than y'all know. Take a look at the link in the descriptions. We got a lot of dope shit going on in there. Holla at the fellas. They links are in there for their social medias, playlists. You name it, it's there.
Easy on the mic.
Come on.
Ladies, let me get a meal.
Hey. He'll take your trash out if you cook him a meal.
Hey, ladies, yeah. Just remember this. You feel his gut, he'll feel yours. I'm out.
Ooh, this nigga spit.
Peace. Okay, I got nothing for it. What you want to say? One?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Jerk.